Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jason Aldean hanging out with us this week, coming to us from the road today. And I feel like, man, when you are on tour, you are on tour. Like, have you gotten to spend any time at home lately?
Not really. I've been home probably, maybe for about 3 or 4 days in probably the last 5 or 6 weeks I've been at my house. So I haven't been home much, but that's awesome. We're in the middle of the tour, obviously, and kind of running pretty hard with that. That runs through the middle of October, and so it's tour season, man, so it's kind of run and gun style at this point.
How are Brittany and the kids doing?
They're good. They're at home. The kids are in school, so Britt stayed at home with them and kind of getting them through school. They got baseball games and all the things, too, softball game, all the stuff, so they're good. They're at home doing all those things, and I just got out here today, so got about 3 days, and I'll get home and get to spend a few days with those guys.
And then I saw your second oldest daughter, Kendall. She just turned 18, and is she a senior this year in high school?
Yeah, she's a senior this year. You know, she's kind of in, obviously, in started her senior year playing volleyball and doing all the things that seniors do. And so just kind of looking at schools, trying to figure out where she wants to go to college and all the things. So pretty crazy that she's 18 and about to graduate high school and all the things, man. But really proud of her. She's awesome. And I don't know where she's going to pick to go to college yet, but excited to see what happens.
I have a feeling when you're not on the road, you're going to be touring a lot of college campuses. Your new single, How Far Does Goodbye Go? This just came out on Friday. This was written again by a couple of the guys in your band, Kurt and Tully. What did you think when they sent this song over to you?
When they sent this thing, it was pretty, you know, pretty evident that, man, that there's something special about this one. And, you know, I think it was just a thing of, yeah, I think our goal now is just writing songs that have like a real lyric and things that are kind of going to resonate not only now, but 20 years from now. And, you know, and just, I don't know, it's kind of, you know, just put it in that vein of things that we do. And they came to the table with this thing, man. And it was kind of a no brainer. I mean, I heard it the first time and was like, you know, I don't know when this is going to be a single, but I knew it would be a single at some point off the record for sure. And, you know, the closer it came time to put something out, it just, man, that's one that just kept standing out and you know, something that we felt like was, you know, needed to get out there. So it's the first single, kind of sets the tone for the rest of the record, and just excited for people to check it out.
I think the last time we were talking, you kind of mentioned, you know, starting to sprinkle songs out here and there as opposed to putting, like, rushing to put the whole album out. Is that still kind of like how you're looking at this next project?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, I think just trying to find whatever that balance is, you know, over the years, you know, these songs they're tough. You know, it's tough to find great songs and write those things. And then when you finally do cut them, it's like you want people to hear them. You know, unfortunately, we live in a world now where a lot of things, you know, most everything is kind of singles driven. And so unless it's the single, people are like, you know, nobody really goes and sits down with the whole album anymore and listens from top, you know, from front to back. And, you know, reads all the things. And so, you know, I think for us, it's just figuring out a way to let all these songs kind of have a life and whatever that looks like. If it means trickling them out a little bit and then kind of dropping the album later down the road, then, you know, that's kind of what we plan to do. But it sucks when you have all these cool songs and you feel like, you know, only five or six of them are really getting their day, and then the rest of them kind of fly under the radar. So it's really just trying to figure out a way for all these songs to kind of have their minute in the sun, you know, and people to hear them, because there's a lot of cool things on the album that never come out as singles. And so just trying to make sure, trying to give those songs their day, I guess.
Are there going to be any duets on this album?
Yeah, there's going to be a few duets. No, there's some cool things. We got some cool guest appearances. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away yet, because we haven't really kind of let that cat out of the bag on that. But I can tell you there's, what do we got, three for sure. There's three on there for sure. And so, you know, I love that, man. I love working with other artists and just people that I, you know, admire and look up to. And we're able to do that on this album, and you know, got a couple surprises, man. I just don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but it's fun. It's going to be a great record, and really proud of this thing. And like you said, got, you know, some guest appearances on there, and some that I think people are going to be interested in, and just excited for people to check it out.
All right, three. I was hoping you'd say one, but three. That's awesome.
What are you looking forward to for the rest of this year and into the fall?
College football. Very excited. College football is back. No, it's been a great tour, man. We got Nate Smith out this year. Ray Lynn's been out with us. She's awesome. She's been a family friend of ours for years. Nate, I just got to know this year. He seems to be awesome, amazing guy, great singer. And then we got DJ Silver, who's been out with us for about 13 years. Can't get rid of him. But yeah, it's been great, man. It's just a fun. I think when you have people out on the road and you put together a tour where, you know, it's just, it's kind of easy. You know, everybody kind of knows their drill. They come out, everybody's having fun. All the crews are glad to be here, and everybody's working well together. And you kind of got the common goal at night to go out and give the fans a great show. And that's kind of what it's been this year for us. This is our 20th year on the road. So the first album came out in 05. The fact that 20 years later we're playing and we're looking out and, you know, you're seeing 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old, you know, kids coming out to the show still into what we're doing. They love the new stuff and kind of love the old stuff. And I don't know, it's just kind of crazy to see, like, what our fan base has kind of become. You know, we had our fans that kind of grew with us over the years, and then you kind of got this wave of, like, new fans that are discovering it for the first time, and or maybe just, you know, we're kids growing up when we kind of hit the scene. Now they're old enough to come out to the shows and things like that, and so they're showing up, and it's been a really cool year for us. You know, I'm excited to go overseas and go over to Australia, New Zealand. It's been about 10 years since we were over there, so, you know, that's a rabid country music fan base over there, you know, so to go over there and play our shows and go see those guys, you know, I feel like, you know, we get messaged and things like that a lot. You know, when are you coming to Australia? When are you coming here? When are you coming there? And, you know, we're going, after 10 years, we're going back next year. And it's a cool experience, man. So it's going to be a family thing, taking the whole family over there and just kind of going to make a vacation out of it, play some shows and have a great time. Australia is amazing. I've never been to New Zealand, so that's going to be a new one for me, but looking forward to it for sure. So it's been awesome. Nate's been great. Ray Lynn's been awesome. And it's been a fun year. We got a couple more months to go and shut it down for a little bit.
Well, listen, it's great to see you. Congratulations.
Anytime. Thanks, Katie. Good to see you.
Thank you, Jason. Talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.